I will preface this year that I don't drink any alcohol, in case you don't realize that. I have on Purim, I have one drop, literally a drop, in to be Yosir Lemili Mudo. On Pesach, I have half a cup of 3% Rashi Kal that is the extent of my drinking the entire year. So you will bear with me if I don't understand this Chabura very well. But we're going to talk. So we're going to vote. We're going to vote because I don't even know. Grape juice. So what is the? So I may need some guidance here. First, we're going to vote. We're going to start off with a vote. Which do you prefer better, beer or wine? You had to have a drink. Which do you prefer? Not for necessarily for Kiddush. In general, you had one time. You have a cup at night. We're not suggesting that you do this, but let's say you do drink on a Tuesday night. Would you prefer wine or would you prefer beer? So raise your hand if you prefer wine. Okay, 1, 2, 3. No, keep it up for a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hands. Okay, raise your hand if you have beer, prefer beer. Tuesday night. Okay, so you have two. So it's interesting. So there's a very, very telling room over here. So it's about 10 to 2, 10 to 3 in here. No, I mean, it's very interesting. We're going to have this as this is going to be extremely relevant to the Chabura. And now, okay, so we're going to start off with, like we like to start off, with a very important source. The Today Show has an article over here. It says, beer, wine, or liquor, which is the healthiest option? A dietitian shares her number one pick. And it goes through the article, there are plenty of occasions to drink alcohol during the holidays, blah, blah, blah. Okay, then it says, then she says, which is the better drink? Let's see. Okay, then talk about how much is a normal size. So she's comparing a 12 ounce of beer with 5% alcohol to 5 ounces of wine with 12% alcohol. Okay, so she writes, wine, healthy, especially red wine, often gets a health halo because it contains antioxidants that may reduce inflammation and support heart health. Red wine is part of the Mediterranean diet, one of the healthiest eating patterns in the world. However, health experts caution against overestimating wine's benefits. It could cause some have an increased cancer risk associated with alcohol and remind patients that these same antioxidants compounds are also found in grapes, berries, and other plant-based foods, etc. Then she goes on and says, well, beer contains compounds created during fermentation, which is why it's sometimes associated with gut health. Some beers also provide small amounts of B vitamins and antioxidants from hops and grapes. However, she says beer tends to be higher in carbohydrates and calories than wine or spirits. For people watching their blood sugar or weight, beer might not be the best choice, especially when drinking pints or higher alcohol craft beers. Not surprising, if you get to the end of the article, you know what she comes out with? Beware of portion sizes and stick to one drink per day for women and two for men. Avoid daily drinking and save alcohol for special occasions, etc., etc. She doesn't really like any of those drinks, which I wholeheartedly agree. Now the Shiloh is, can you and should you, or should you is a better way, should you make Havdalah on beer or wine? Now, should you? Maybe you should. Maybe some people in this room should.
You have to address, could you?
Could you? So what about by Kiddush? So by Kiddush, it's very clear. B'makom she'en yayin matzoi. If there's no wine, says Shulchan Aruch, that's common. Yesh omrim, some say, she'mekadshin al shechar. You could make Kiddush on beer. V'shar mashkin chutz min amayim, except for water, other drinks. V'yesh omrim she'en mekadshin. Rush, the Rush says, it depends. At night, you should only make it on bread. In the day, you could do really whatever you want. You can make it on beer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, let me be clear. We follow this Rush, and even that we don't make Kiddush on beer at night. And he says, he adds, Uledina, halacha l'maisa by Kiddush, yesh lizar l'chadchila, shelo l'kaddish b'layla al shum mashke chutz min hayayin, o pasim ein yayin b'ir. In other words, if there's no wine, your option for Friday night Kiddush is bread. You can't make it on beer. You're going to tell me there's no wine in town. Wine's too expensive, prohibition, whatever it is. Okay, that's great. We have something called bread. It doesn't have to be sourdough. It could be regular bread. You want whole wheat bread like I like. That's much healthier and as well. Okay, but you're not making it on beer Kiddush Friday night. What about by Havdalah? Oh, by the way, Reb Sternbuch says even in the morning, you should not make it on beer, preferable to make it on wine as well. But okay, that's a little bit more, you know, liberal about Shabbos morning. Okay, comes along. Huh?
So you left a whiskey on Shabbos morning.
So that's a good question. That would be, now, it definitely Shabbos morning, there's more room to play with. Again, but during the day, Shulchan Aruch says beer. Other beverages might be okay. Again, wine or beer seems to be more preferred than other stuff as well. Again, I'm not sure. I'll be honest, I don't know the differences so much between whiskey and beer myself. So this is where I'm not going to talk when I know what I don't talk about. Okay, I'll tell you what I know and what I don't know. But so the nuances between beers or whiskeys is a little bit unclear. Shulchan Aruch says, Sheikhar, we're a little bit more liberal Shabbos morning about what you're doing. You know, there may be a little bit more leniency by Shabbos morning. But Friday night, because the old Kiddush we talked about last year is much more lenient. It's only the Rabban in Shabbos morning, and therefore it's much more room to play with. Okay, but what about Havdalah? So you look at Shulchan Aruch by Havdalah, and you're a lot more, it's a lot more leeway of what you're allowed to do. Now, we're going to have to figure out why, but let's read what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch by Havdalah says, Ein mavdilin ala pas, you're not allowed to use bread for Havdalah, aval sheichar, but beer mavdilin, you can make Havdalah on it, emu chamar medina. If that's the normal, we'll have to define what chamar medina means. It's a beverage of the country. V'u'adin l'shar mashkin. You could use other liquids as well, except for water for Havdalah. So this is fine. So what is sheikha? What are you going to say? I think it's beer, no?
I don't know.
I think it's beer. I think we say it's beer. I think we say sheikha is beer. I don't know. So that gets into yayin, what the definition of yayin stuff. Let's leave it as beer. That's what I'm saying. I don't care so much about the difference of the alcohols, other alcohols. Let's leave it as beer for our purposes. It definitely certainly includes beer. Says the Mishnah Brura. Well, 1 second. Even though the Shulchan Aruch just told us that beer is fine for Havdalah, let me clarify, he says, what that means. Im ein lo yayin. If you don't have wine, then you could use beer. V'im yesh lo yayin, if you have wine, hu kodem l'chol hamashkin. It goes ahead of other choices. So in other words, if you have in your cupboard, in your fridge, you have a bottle of wine and you have a bottle of beer, for Kiddush Friday night, it's a no-brainer. You must use the wine. Easy question. What about Havdalah? Sounds like from the Mishnah Brura, even though Shulchan Aruch said beer was fine, we prefer wine. You should use wine. Comes along the Ramah and adds in one more sentence which shakes everything up a little bit. Ramah, in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, starts talking about Pesach. Everyone should be nervous. Pesach is now in 90 days or so from now. You should start being nervous. If you're not nervous yet, now's the time to start getting nervous. Says the Rama, V'noagu, the minig is lahavdil b'motzei Pesach al sheikhar. Who's talking about Pesach? Says the Rama, motzei Pesach, you make havdalah on beer. V'lo al yayin, not on wine. Why? Three words which changed the whole chabura. Mishum, that's an easy word, because techaviv alav. Because Matzei Shabbos, Matzei Pesach, what do you prefer, Matzei Pesach? Beer, because you haven't had, chametz. Beer is chametz, no? So I knew someone was going to be annoying and ask that question. Great question. It's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe your guy is your next door neighbor, observes Pesach, so he brings you a beer bottle right after Pesach because he knows you've been missing it. I have no idea. You didn't tell him. All of a sudden, you find a stack of beer outside your house, or you walk out from shul. You pass a goyish store, 7-Eleven, and you just buy your beer for matzah. Okay, so I wouldn't want to get into that. You sold to a guy. Come back in a month or two. We'll talk more about how practical basic. I'm assuming you don't have any. We don't sell chametz gomer maybe, and so you don't even have beer. But yes.
Is that halacha just for matzah Pesach?
Okay, so don't be so scary over here. Listen to this beer halacha. So Mishra most talking about matzah Pesach, only Pesach.
Yeah.
Says the Bir Halacha. Says the Bir Halacha something crazy. Those three words are deadly. Mishum dechaviv alav. Because Matzei Pesach, you prefer, it's desirable for you, beer versus wine, you make it on beer. So what are you going to say from there? If you voted for beer, you were the three or two or three people that said you like beer better. So 1 second, says the Rambam. Based upon this, he says, let me read you. So where's the Beralacha? The Beralacha says like this. The Beralacha says, he says, Umashma me Rama. It sounds like the Rama, de b'makom shayayin matzoi, even when there's a lot of wine available, mikri matzoi v'yavdol yayin, should always make havdolan wine instead of beer. Miu, but, imasheichar chaviv alav. If you prefer beer, yoser min hayayin, yochol lahavdil al hashechar. You could make havdalah on beer. Now, this sounds like every night. Not you may make, maybe you should even make havdalah on beer in such a situation because it's preferable. Comes along, read your Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and says, no way. He says, v'shamati hagon Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach, is in the Shmir Shabbos, he says, t'nimtso lefizeh, Desh harbe anoshim, many people should tzrichim that they need to, o al koponim mutarim, or at very least may lahavdil to make havdala al bira shechora on dark. What's the difference between bira shechora and bira?
It's like a mall.
A mall. Though it's bira, what's bira?
Bira is the
what's the difference between bira shechora and bira levana? What's the difference between white and dark?
White beer is like the regular beer. Okay.
Okay, so he's talking about beer shchoras.
Uh-huh.
So that's what he's talking about. I don't know if it would apply the same to beer levana, but he says, okay. He says, it's regular Motzei Shabbos in November, December, nowhere near Pesach, and you have this beer shchora in your house, and you have yayin. Says Shlomo Zalman, it sounds like from the Ramah, if you like beer better, you should. And at very least, you may make havdalah on beer. Afagav sheishum yayin b'bayis. You got wine. Kevon sheshtias habira chaviva alav. You like beer more. Yoser mishtias mali lugma b'yayin. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, ach but tzarech iyin. This makes no sense. Da chaviv, he says, this concept of chaviv, chashiv kamo yayin, he says, it doesn't make it better than wine. He says, mikol makom, hari efshur dvo dami le matzei Pesach. What are you talking about matzei Pesach? Listen to this line. This is the key line of the whole Chabura. Matzei Pesach, most people prefer beer than wine. That's what he writes. Most is a hard word. He says, dizeh chaviv l'rabim. Maybe most is the wrong word. Many people. Let me ask a question now. Let's vote again. Matzei Pesach. Are we going to have... We had a 10-3 pro wine versus beer on a Tuesday night in November. But what about Matzei Pesach? Do you prefer... Raise your hand if you still prefer wine over beer. Raise your hand high. I need high. Is anyone... We'll do it the other way. Is anyone switching? That Matzei Pesach, they prefer beer over wine. It's no one. He says it's not true. He says Matzei Pesach is different. Shayachaviv l'rabim mei shtanus mei Israel heter, because everyone loves. It's the pizza. I will tell you, it's the pizza crave. It's the pizza crave. Matzei. Listen. Matzei Pesach. Pizza stores make their most money if they're open. Now, Queens Vod is a whole issue. Is pizza stores open? Not open. Everyone has this taiva for a piece of pizza Matzei Shabbos. Even if you haven't eaten pizza in 10 weeks, Matzei Pesach, you need pizza. Why? Because it's the shtanis me iser to heter. So he says beer is the same thing. And therefore, Matzei Pesach, the Rama says, when it says it's chaviv alav, it doesn't mean chaviv to you. It means chaviv to the general you, the royal you, the group of people in the neighborhood. If you took a survey, many more people would prefer beer Matzei Pesach. But he says, and how do you know? Just because you voted for beer on a Tuesday night, you're an oddball, he says. He says, you're not the norm, he says. Some of the two or three people that voted, look how outvoted you are. It was 10 to 3. That's a much larger percentage who prefer wine a regular Tuesday night. So he says, just because you're part of the three people that voted for beer, so now you know how to make it on beer regular Matzei Shabbos. No way, says Rav Shlomo, tzarchi, and doesn't make any sense. So halacha l'maisa, it seems that even though the Rama says you may, if you like beer better, you may and you possibly should make it on beer Matzei Shabbos, Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees. Okay. So, yeah. That's a good question. 9 days different. 9 days different. Come back in 5 months. Yeah.
Halacha basically wine on an elevated status.
Correct.
So for all these other, for Kiddush, they don't care what you think.
Right.
Let's say you like Jim.
Correct. So why is Avdala different? And the answer to that, says Reb Sternbach, good question, because Havdalah on the coast, we've seen, is not so integral to the mitzvah. We've seen the main Havdalah occurs in davening. They added it on the cup as like an add-on. So since it's an add-on, says Reb Sternbach, there's more room to play with it because it's not as ceremonial to an integral to the ceremony of like Kiddush, wine to Kiddush. Kiddush is the wine. Havdalah, really the Havdalah is Atachon and Tanu and Shul. We also have the minhag to do it on the cup as well, but it doesn't have as much of an elevated status in halacha. Okay, correct. It's still, we're not belittling it, but it still is not the same level as Kiddush, says Reb Sternbach. That's where there's room to be lenient. But keep in mind, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is already saying, don't be so lenient. There's really no situation that you make it on beer unless you don't really have wine. So, halacha l'maisa, how do you paskin? Here's the final question that you have to deal with. And then we'll do a final question. The final question you have to deal with here is, let's say you really don't like wine and you like beer. So you have two options. Option number one, make it on wine and give it to someone else to drink, a child who is above age, yeah? So you have a 22-year-old at your house, and so you make Avdalah on the wine, and pass, for some reason he doesn't want to make Avdalah, he doesn't want to read Hebrew so well, let's say, but he knows how to drink wine well, and so... Your education, your yeshiva education was a waste of $300,000 on his education. But okay, so you make option number one, you make Avdol on the wine and let him drink, which we saw is not preferred. We saw that it's preferable that you drink your own Avdol according to most. So, okay, fine, that's option number one. Or option two, make it on beer and you'll drink the beer yourself. So yeah, you could give it to others. We're not saying on tape to give wine to children. So I hear you. But let's assume you have an adult above age. Yeah, you could. Okay, if you had a kid who, you know, depending on the laws, if you're allowed to give it to a child, then it would be mutter from a halachic perspective. But obviously, if it violates any law, you should not do that at all. Okay, so grapes is a whole other shear. So let's assume you don't have grapes in your house. Let's make it easy. You don't have either have beer or wine. You know, you're not a grape juice type person. Yeah? So now what do you do? So says Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, he says, it's better to make Avdol on wine and give let someone else drink it than to make it on beer because, like we saw, wine is the preferred drink. However, many disagree that nowadays they say that based on a Rambam and others, that you could still have chamar medina. You could still have something which is considered a normal beverage of the city, of the state, of the area, even if there is wine. So if people in general drink beer, beer has become, in many cases, a chamar medina, which is considered a normal beverage of the town. And therefore, he says, there is room to allow in such a situation. If you're not going to drink the wine, then it's better, says the Rav Yashav and others, of Shevet Alevi, it's better that you make Avdalah on beer and drink it yourself than to give Avdalah to someone else. Final question we have to deal with is, what about something a little bit more normal for us to talk about. This I've drank in the past, something called soda. You've heard of soda? Can you make it on soda? What about orange juice? So the famous tshuva by Rav Moshe says, mine soda. Now, I never know when Rav Moshe talks about soda. Does he mean seltzer or does he mean like Coca-Cola, like Coke? I never know because mace soda certainly means seltzer, even though it's called soda. But I never know when I think this though, since he doesn't say mace soda, I think soda over here means actual Coca-Cola. We're talking about if it's true from the 60s or 70s. I'm assuming that's what it means. He says, Bedover mashkos shall mean a soda. Din chamar medina. Can you do? He says to make kiddush on him in the morning or to make avdallah at night. He says va'anachon. The correct explanation is very clear. Va'aniyas daiti. According to me, deim mayim ba'alma. They're just a, you know, elevated version of water. He says. So I know that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure when he says soda what he means. He says the absha shosno some gam besudas chashuvas. No, Donald Trump has proven to us that May soda is chamar medina. What does Donald Trump serve? He doesn't serve, you know, whatever, beer. He's not serving wine to people that come to Oval Office, right? The Times, the New York Times reporters who sat with him for his call with Honduras or whatever it was, right, in the past week, if anyone read the New York Times. What did he offer them? They were very appreciative that he offered them Diet Cokes. So if he's offering Diet Coke, so Diet Coke is clearly, it's the biggest raya to Rav Moshe, that it clearly is considered a chush of a drink, so why can't you make Havdalah on Diet Coke? Says Rav Moshe, he says, you know why? Because you only drink Diet Coke when you're thirsty. No one says, I want a Diet Coke, he says, als chashivus, als respect for the meal. No one says, oh, you go to somebody, you have a business meeting, so they offer you a drink, so they offer you a coffee, even, or orange juice, or a, no,
water.
Huh?
Water.
So, but there's a problem. It's a problem, because your point is a good point. They offer you water, but that's not because of a chashivas of this food. That's more like, I guess, totally polite. I guess no one's saying, here, with this meal, we want to give you a chush of a drink, so they offer you wine, or they give you maybe even beer, he says. But they won't give you soda as a chashivas of the meal. Now, query whether this has changed in the last 40 years or not. Has Coca-Cola become so accepted in our society? What about orange juice? Probably in 1970, orange juice was more accepted. I don't know if orange juice still, is orange juice given as a chashivas of the meal? And depending on how much you pay for Tropicana now, it might be considered a chashivas adover, and it may really be. So says Rav Moshe, orange juice, coffee, there's room to be lenient. He talks about, what about milk? He even says milk. Maybe in British society, it was more normal. But he says milk. There may be room to be lenient. But he says, "Be'etzem gam b'tiyu b'cholof rak b'docha gadol." He says maybe in a very extreme situation, could rely on them for avdala. But he says absolutely in no situation may you rely on soda. Query whether that's changed today. If a person doesn't have wine at all and he's in the middle of nowhere and he's away for Shabbos at some place, rented a house in the middle of nowhere and he doesn't have wine, it's hard for him to get wine. So can you make it on soda? I would imagine the answer still is no to that. But maybe there's room to be lenient in some situations. But, huh?
I used to do it all the time.
On soda?
On soda, Coke, sure.
Yes, Moshe says not. Maybe the other post can say. I don't know. Maybe they'll disagree. There could be leanings. I just don't know. I don't know. Maybe there's room to be leaning nowadays because soda, like we said. Look, the fact that Donald Trump gave soda at all his meetings perhaps proves that it has now become chamar medina. For the most part, maybe the answer is not. And orange juice, maybe there's a little bit. Yes. Tea, maybe yes. Milk, maybe yes. Beer, for sure. It's good b'shas l'chak. But like we've seen, the overwhelming majority of poskim say you should ideally use wine and possibly grape juice, and then you will be fine and everything will be good. Shkayach.